Dictation for Janetta, J-A-N-E-T-T-A, Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, August 1742. Address as a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Greer, G-R-E-E-R, and P, 810-244-0226. Dear Mrs. Greer, follow-up for Mrs. Wheeler. Advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, prior high potassium, last visit December. No hospital visit. Doing salt restriction. Was on diuretic for 3 days for edema. Says to be eating only 1 meal a day and snacking. Nausea but no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Some posterior nasal drainage. Denies chest pain, palpitations. Denies syncope. Does have fatigue and weakness. No major dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. No major edema. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Bronchodilators, insulin 70-30. Other diabetes, cholesterol management. Right now takes no blood pressure medicines and presently no diuretics. Today weight 173, previously 170. Blood pressure 110-75 by nurse. Elderly lady, looks frail, no severe respiratory distress, no localized valves, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, some muscle wasting, no edema, no asterixis, no focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry in January, creatinine 2.46, progressive change. GFR 19 stage 4, potassium elevated 5.2 but improved. Normal acid-base sodium, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.9 with an MCV of 92. Prior ferritin 117 with a saturation 21% from August needs to be updated. Prior echo preserved ejection fraction does have, however, moderate aortic regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, progressive over time. Discuss about dialysis. Explain that this is done for GFR less than 15 and progressive symptoms or severe volume overload. She's open to do it when the time comes, but at the same time does not wants to proceed with an AV fistula. We are monitoring for high potassium and discuss about diet, monitoring for anemia, update iron studies for potential replacement or EPO treatment. We are monitoring nutrition, calcium, phosphorus for potential binders, bicarbonate for replacement. Concerned about the progressive weight loss, concerned about the progressive weakness. She follows with cardiology about this aortic regurgitation, has preserved ejection fraction and minor diastolic dysfunction. We are going to start a low dose of Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, 3 days a week. I don't see a need for a daily diuretic at this point in time. They will do chemistries in a regular basis, plan to see her back on the next 2-3 months or early. Education provided, and all questions answered, patient and daughter enter dictation.